Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5 a.m. This is Byron Lazine calling in from the Connecticut shoreline. This call and every call is all about what we do from the minute we get off of these live calls until the minute we start our day. What are you going to do for you during your morning routine? I'm urging everyone here on the live call to be a little bit selfish in your routine so you have the energy and ambitions to be selfless with the rest of your day. Last night, I had the pleasure of hosting a dinner with some of the top performers on my team up here in Connecticut, the top performers in the first couple months of the year. One of those agents is entering year two, has had success, but wants more, wants certainly more, and knows that there is a higher potential for himself. Towards the end of the evening, he asked me what I believe is the difference between the very top agents, like the top 0.1%, and then the other very good agents just below that level. And well, certainly what I talked about on yesterday's 5 a.m. call, if you missed it, go back, listen to the replay on the podcast, is true. The preparation is another level. That Tom Brady, Peyton Manning-esque type of preparation is obvious. But there's something else. There's something else. When a top salesperson has a customer in front of them, has a client in front of them, and they hear, "No, I don't think I'm ready to make a decision at this time," they make sure that they hear that same answer three or four more times before they stop asking. Meaning, they ask the question a variety of different ways or multiple times or ask further questions or dig deeper into the motivation. Motivation was actually from yesterday's call, the note taking from Monday's call. But you get it. They go further and further and further than everybody else, as opposed to when a salesperson hears, "Well, you know, I think I'll be ready in a couple months. Let's kind of circle back. Let's reconnect." And they take that as gospel. That's the difference. The difference is hearing no as an opportunity to dig further. Think about it this way. If you've ever hired a business coach or a coach to coach you personally, you are hiring a coach knowing full well what you need to do. You know what you need to do to be successful. Yet you're hiring a coach to help you through your no's, to help you through your inaction, to help you get over the hump and decide on actually doing what you need to do. When a customer or a client has the salesperson in front of them, they've brought that person there in front of them, obviously for information, obviously for the data points, but also to help coach them over the hump, to get them comfortable in a place to say yes. And just because there's going to be a few no's before there's a yes, doesn't mean you should stop coaching or consulting or helping or asking or certainly fighting through the no's. That's the difference. That top sales agent continues to ask and isn't offended by hearing the same answer multiple times. Get through the no's because there's way more yeses at the end of it. See you guys back here tomorrow, 5 a.m.